This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Can you tell me what day it is?
August 8th, National Pickleball Day.
Pickleball.
Pickleball tournaments, come on!
The object of the game is to be the first player or team to have at least 11 points, and you must win by 2 points.
This will be National Pickleball Day.
The name pickleball comes from the founder's dog, Pickles, who would run away with the ball when they're playing. The fastest growing sport in the nation right now, the game is pickleball.
Today is Friday, August 8th, 2025. Good morning, Kennedy.
Woohoo! Good morning.
The Tom Brady statue will be unveiled in a ceremony tonight at Patriot Place Plaza prior to the Washington Commanders preseason game. I don't know if you've been keeping tabs on this
No, but you had shown me something that you found on the interwebs of what the statue might look like.
Yes.
And it felt a little disappointing.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. I'm hoping that was a joke.
Okay.
I'm hoping it was somebody just trolling the internet. But nobody has any idea what this thing is going to look like. And as we all know, a lot of times these statues can
miss. Yeah,
they don't.
They do. Which is wild. You would think that there would be a whole committee of people and they would have like said yes to the design and they would have, you know, whatever, but... If it's not him screaming like, let's go, then what are we doing here?
Right.
I feel. Like that's, in my head, if I picture Tom Brady, it's him standing on the sidelines, like screaming to his teammates, let's go. Like I felt like that invigorated Patriots Nation. Do you know?
What I think of Tom Brady, I think of that funny meme of him sitting on the sidelines trying to high-five his teammates after a great play and then all just leaving him hanging.
It happens.
That's one of my favorite Tom Brady memes.
It happens.
I don't know. I feel like it needs to be a Tom Brady in motion.
Yes, that's what I mean.
No, but I mean helmet on, football in hand.
Like Heisman kind of.
No, not Heisman, but the football is back.
I understand. Like yeah. He's ready to throw.
He is getting ready to throw the ball.
I concur.
That's what I think.
That'd work.
But... You know, it's like the Bobby Orr statue, the
that
in motion,
amazing.
The all-time classic moment, right? That's one of the greatest sports statues ever. I think that and the Jordan one are probably two of the best.
I would agree with you. Just capturing a moment in time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you got that Michael Jordan jump and the fist pump. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's what you think of when you think of them.
Right. I think that's, isn't that, or is it this, is it him just going through the air is the one in Chicago?
I don't know.
So it's supposed to be 12 feet tall, this statue, in honor of number 12.
There are so many leaks out there. I'm looking right now.
Yeah, I don't think most of them.
This one looks like he's screaming, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
There's people standing next to it. I don't know.
So if you want to go down there and watch it. So it's
How
kind
does
of,
that work? When
yeah,
does it happen?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is they're going to unveil the statue for Brady at 6 p.m. this evening at Patriot Plaza. So kind of... They were just showing it on TV. It's all covered up with, you know, black cloths right now. But it's right next to the Patriots Hall of Fame. And so apparently Robert Kraft is going to be there. He's going to do a 15 to 20 minute deal where they will unveil the 12 foot
tall. Will Mr. Brady be there? Is he in town?
Yes, he will be there for this. And apparently following the unveiling, Thomas Patrick Brady Edward Jr. III, Hall of Famer, will provide his reaction and address the gathered guests. And then there will be photo opportunities of Brady with his statue. That's what I'm told.
Oh my gosh. I'm just looking up images. I just looked up Tom Brady statue league. And there's so many like AI, what people would love it to look like. There's one, he's in his full football gear. He's on a horse that's back on its hind legs. He's holding one of the Lombardi trophies in his hand. There are like dead football players all around him and helmets of
that would be amazing
of the you know, the gifts that he's claimed from the people that he's taken, and a cape flowing in the back. That's it friends.
So they're going to open the parking lots at 3:30, I'm told, because they want to accommodate if you want to get down there early.
Well, who doesn't tailgate for a statue unveiling ceremony?
There's a game too.
I'm just saying, even if there wasn't, it wouldn't matter.
That's true.
We tailgated for that Hall of Fame ceremonies, all right.
So the parking lots will open at 3:30 today. The stadium gates will open early at 5 p.m. to allow ticketed fans attending both the game and the ceremony to get in. So that is happening too. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I'm missing on this. They will broadcast this if you want to watch it. They're going to broadcast on video boards inside Gillette. Are they going to show it on? Let's see. Fans not attending the game ceremony will be streamed on Patriots.com.
Okay.
And on the Patriots YouTube. Oh, and it will be on TV as well.
Well, there you go.
So, okay, we'll all be on TV.
Hooray.
And streaming and all that sort of stuff. So, there you go.
Everything I needed to know.
What do you think?
About
on a
what?
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being nailed it perfect, 1 being it's awful.
I just feel like Mr. Kraft is so invested in that, and I feel like they had a good relationship. And regardless of what might happen, he doesn't want it to be a thing that people make fun of. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to think it's going to be what we all hope it will be.
12 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tom
Brady. Thank you, Barry.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rocco Daniele joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, everybody.
So Rocco started and runs a hair product company, Kennedy, called Uplift Provisions Company. Apparently, they make hairstyling and care products. You know, I use a lot of hairstyling products in my bald head.
Yeah, you're plugged into the business.
Yes, I am. Rocco, it's your story of why you are deserving a membership into the Good Vibe Tribe today. Tell us about yourself and what's been going on in your life.
Yeah, firstly, thanks for having me, guys. And I'm an open book, so I've been cutting hair since I was 14 years old. I grew up a lot in barbershops and salons with my aunt and my past brother-in-law. I started really just fitting in. I was moving around a lot as a kid, and it was something for me to find, to be creative, get outside myself. And we had a lot of loss in our family, and we were going through, you know, some tough times. And one thing about, you know, cutting hair, it was always just like an outlet for me to just get out and be creative. We started making products after I got sober about almost 9 years ago. I had lost a couple sisters to addiction as well. So we started working in recovery and helping those that have been affected by addiction. And, you know, the purpose of Uplift, it's a byproduct of a way of life, you know, for me. And we are no use to others unless we take care of ourselves. And that starts in the morning with how you take care of yourself. And then, you know, everything else follows.
Can you speak to how something as simple as we might think, as simple as a haircut, can help someone who is struggling with many things?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think confidence is key. You know, life is hard and we're very hard on ourselves. And just me being in a barber chair myself, we have two barber shops. And, you know, I do like to go and just escape and just sit. And it's the one time that I can be at peace and almost like meditative state without looking at my phone. And when I get out of there, I feel great. I feel refreshed. I feel cleansed. And I think that's how we created the products, you know, seeing uplift in your shower or in your bathroom. Uplift means to help others around you. And they say when, you know, the oxygen mask goes down, you got to put it on yourself before you help the people next to you. And that's something that means a lot to me.
Why is it so important to you as a recovering addict to kind of reach back in and help pull people out through uplifts? And why is it important for you to share your story openly?
That's another great question. I think you have to return what was given to you. And we've, you know, not to get dark, but we've lost a lot of friends and a lot of close people. And we've only really lost good people. And I try to live my life in a certain way and principles, you know, to live their legacy, to show that there is hope to get better. And, you know, my tribe, as you would say it, you know, we're full of success stories. I have a lot of friends that are highly successful now. The more they give back, the more the universe gives back to them. Whether that's real estate or recovery centers, entrepreneurs, you name it, it's a pretty amazing community if you, you know, have the right right prescription on for your glasses. You can see there's a lot more out there.
Okay, so it's upliftprovisionsco.com is the website. If you want to learn more about this company and what they're doing, I'm on the website right now, Kennedy. And I love this tagline, fueled by passion and purpose. 750,000 happy customers, 5 stars.
And I love that you can go get your hair cut and go to a meeting in the same place. It's so convenient.
I'm on the website too, Carson. I'm going to get you some signature pomade.
Come on, we can use that on the, we got to have something for the beard in there, right?
Yeah. We even put inspirational quotes on all the products that kind of helped me through my journey, you know, especially early on in recovery. I was working with different people, whether that's in meditation and stuff. So a lot of those quotes that are on the products really are close to my heart. And, you know, it's definitely helped me. So I hope it helps somebody else.
So go to upliftprovisionsco.com if you want to find out more about them. And Rocco, you and your entire team are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. And please let us know if we can ever be of service again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon, Rocco. Bye-bye. And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, again, call or text us here in the studio. We'd love to have you talk on the show about what you got going on in your life. 617-655-1234. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
I do. So the Little League World Series playoff things are happening. And last night, Braintree made it happen.
Gets away from the catcher. Here comes Fasoli. Fasoli now retreats. Now he runs home and he'll score the winning run. Braintree is going to Williamsport.
Utter chaos. It was a passed ball. The catcher scrambles, picks up the ball, and then throws it. But unfortunately, the catcher kind of threw it in between two players. The runner, who was on third, had come halfway down third base. Sees the catcher throwing it back towards him, starts to retreat back to third base because he's like, oh, God, I'm about to be out. But then when the catcher throws it, it's an errant throw. It goes in between two players.
Oh, no.
The runner who was at third, go ahead, sprints home, touches home plate, and just utter pandemonium.
Amazing.
So it's heartbreaking to see the losses, friends. But also congratulations to Braintree for making it to the Little League World Series. Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. We start with some pretty sad news this morning. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, has passed away at the age of 48. A statement was read to People saying, "It is with great sadness that we share the news that Brandon Blackstock has passed away. He bravely battled cancer for more than 3 years. He passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. We thank you for your thoughts and prayers and ask everyone to respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time." So we told you earlier in the week that Kelly had to postpone the rest of her Las Vegas residency suddenly Wednesday night, citing his illness and needing to be present for their two kids. Despite all of their differences, it's my understanding that she has helped care for him during these health struggles. That's why she was off from her show. That's why she had to cancel a couple of shows before. She was just, it wasn't her story to tell if I had to read into that. And so she couldn't really say anything. Sources told Page Six, it's been exhausting and so sad. Kelly has been working so hard as well as looking after Brandon. Despite their difficult divorce, he's still the man she loved and still the kid's father. A lot, they're speaking a bit about, you know, her coworkers and her alleged sort of flakiness, sparking confusion. Like, we really didn't know what was going on. It was very not like her, right? She's a really hardworking person, and just her not showing up and not telling.
And she's very open with her life, too. Yeah. That's the thing, but, is the transparency, you know, that she has always showed in her life.
And when she got divorced, you know, she said, I don't want to talk about everything because there are, she called her kids little hearts involved, and that's always stuck with me so hard. So, needless to say, that is what's happening.
That
so,
is tough.
Sending a lot of love to those kids.
He was young. I think 46 years? 48 years old?
Mm. Yeah. So let's have a palate cleanser if we can. It's Friday. That means new music. So would you like to hear some new music?
I would love that, Ken. It depends on who it's from.
Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Here is A Little More.
I used to love you. Now every day I hate you just a little more. I felt better when I lost you. But every day I hate you just a little more. More, more. Blame it on your history and say it's not your fault. I can't call you crazy, 'cause you could be diagnosed. Oh, I used to love you, but every day I hate you just a little more. More, more.
And this is the video that I told you about earlier that Rupert Grint is in playing his stalker for a second time.
That
it feels like
just
a very anti-Ed Sheeran song, but I'm, you know, I'm here for it.
It's so, you know, I love when he does that, like the up-tempo stuff, but it's like, I hate your guts with a smile on my face.
And then we have the Joe Bros. They just released their seventh album, Greetings from Your Hometown. It features appearances from Dean Lewis, Switchfoot, and Marshmallow. This is No Time to Talk. What?
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
So the remaining Gibb brother will be saying thank you. And that's what I got.
Thank you, Kennedy. Real quick before we finish up, I want to share some exciting news that we had yesterday on the show. Or not on the show, actually. Just some exciting news that we had yesterday after the show. We got a call from our boss, Steve Salhaney. And you may recall last year that we got nominated for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters. The Marconis are essentially the Grammys or the Oscars for people in the radio and broadcast industry. And we found out yesterday that Mix 104.1 had been nominated for a Marconi for Station of the Year in a major market.
Mm-hmm.
So we are one of a handful of stations across the country that are up for this award.
Mm-hmm.
Mix 104.1 also nominated in our format. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's different formats. There's top 40 and there's what we are, like hot, what they call hot adult contemporary. It's like a top 40 for adults. So we're nominated as for Radio Station of the Year for major market. We are also nominated for our format. And then they made the announcement for Major Market Personalities of the Year, Kennedy.
It's not okay.
And now I am honored to...
By the way, this is Curtis Leggett. He is the CEO of the National Association of Broadcasters.
All right, bring it.
And they did a whole stream yesterday.
And now I am honored to introduce two of America's best broadcasters based here in our nation's capital. From Cumulus Broadcasting, Vince Colonnaise, and from Urban One, Vic Jagger.
Everyone, I'm Vic Jagger, host of VJ in the Midday on DC's Magic 102.3.
And I'm Vince Colonnaise, host of the nationally syndicated Vince Show, heard 12 to 3 Eastern time each day.
Yes, and we are honored to be here with you today here at the NAB studio to reveal the finalists of this year's NAB Marconi Radio Awards. It's been an important year for local radio, hasn't it, Vic?
It sure has. It sure has. You know, there have been a lot of groundbreaking achievements, so much talent to recognize. I know you're all waiting for the results, so shall we get started?
Yes, let's go.
Up next, the biggest markets and the boldest voices. Your finalists for Major Market Personality of the Year are
The Rula and Ryan Show with Eric, KRBE-FM, Houston, Texas. Mark Hawkeye Lewis and Michelle Rodriguez, KSCS-FM, Dallas, Texas. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI-FM, Boston, Massachusetts. Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison, WMMR-FM, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Carson and Kennedy, hey. WWBX-FM, Boston, Massachusetts.
How about that, Kennedy?
It's just, it makes my, I don't know why, but it makes my stomach hurt.
To get nominated two years in a row?
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
It's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you, my friend.
And it's because...
And everybody here, literally. The station is doing so well, and everyone should be so, so proud.
Well, and it's you that listen to this show and that listen to this radio station.
100%.
That,
we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, the time that you give us, we appreciate very much. It's not lost on us. There are a lot of choices out there for you to listen and stream and watch and all of that. And the fact that you are listening like you are and the numbers that you are to this radio station.
Yeah.
We're just very grateful for that.
And we are.
It's not lost on us at all. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We will be there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wake up happy. Like it is. Your mornings never sounded so good.
The first thing I turn on when I wake up.
The music makes me feel so positive.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
Makes me feel good.
On Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's there's a lot to love about a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sarah from Northboro.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Sarah is one of those that is waiting for the announcement on the beach house. You are a finalist, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Kennedy's gone. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than her, you win $100. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Macaulay Culkin's stunt double for this Christmas classic was a very short 30-year-old man named Larry. Macaulay would even get worried for Larry's safety during scenes because he thought Larry was only 13, just like him. Name the movie we're talking about.
Home Alone.
A trailer for the Office spinoff, The Paper, came out yesterday. It includes the return of the character Oscar Martinez. It premieres September 4th on Peacock. Which two characters had a longtime romance on The Office?
Jim and Pam.
Someone asked, if you're on a 12-hour road trip and can only listen to one singer, who are you listening to? The top responses include David Bowie, Paul McCartney, and this famous parody singer. Who is he?
Weird Al.
Question number four. This week's new music releases include songs from the Joe Bros, MGK, and the Black Keys. What is MGK short for?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Who is that in the background helping? What are we doing here? We got two.
That's
on one.
My husband, Matt. I just pulled him out of the bathroom. He was getting ready for work.
Okay, I see what's happening here. Question number five. Disney and this former UFC star turned actor have settled their lawsuit. She accused the studio of discrimination and wrongful termination over her firing from The Mandalorian. Who is she?
Ooh, I don't think we know that one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's pretty good, though. It's pretty good. Nice of Matt to step out of the bathroom to give you a hand there.
He only helped with one, I promise.
Okay. Kennedy, Sarah.
Hi.
Got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Woo.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin's stunt double for this Christmas classic was a very short 30-year-old man named Larry, and Macaulay was very worried about the man because he thought the man was also 13, just like him. Can you name the movie?
Home Alone.
Tied at 1. A trailer for the Office spinoff called The Paper came out yesterday. It includes the return of the character Oscar. It premieres September 4th on Peacock. Which two characters had a longtime romance on The Office?
Jim and Pam.
I mean, there were several romances on that show.
There were,
yes.
But that was the main one.
Yes. Question number 3. Someone asked, you're on a 12-hour road trip and can only listen to one singer. Who are you listening to? The top responses include David Bowie, Paul McCartney, and this famous parody singer. Who is he?
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah. I play Weird Al for Barrett all the time. Tied to 3. Question number 4. This week's new music releases include new music from the Joe Bros, MGK, and the Black Keys. What is MGK short for?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Tied to 4. Question number 5. Disney and this former UFC star turned actor have settled their lawsuit. She accused the studios of discrimination and wrongful termination over her firing from The Mandalorian. Who is she?
Oh, she's that fighter.
Yes, UFC fighter.
I'm not going to get it.
Gina Carano.
Got it.
Yep. 4-4 is the final score.
Ooh.
With a tie, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Wiz, playing from August 12th
through
the 24th
awesome.
At the Citizen Opera House. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah from Northborough with my husband, Matt, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you were getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. How about you, Kennedy? What are you doing this weekend?
As of 10 o'clock this morning, I am on vacation. Bye.
I've not heard anything about that.
Bye. I don't talk about it very much, but
week long, she's like, what do you think about this place?
All week long, I asked you yesterday.
We've talked about this several times.
You literally said I didn't even know you were going to Jamaica.
At the beginning of the week. Yeah, because you asked me on Monday. You're like, hey, where did you guys go?
That was yesterday.
That was not yesterday.
It was a month ago.
I can bring up my Google history.
Like, anyway, yes, I'm going to Jamaica.
Are you so pumped?
I am really excited to just kind of decompress and put my phone in the safe in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing like a camera to take pictures so I don't even have to have it near me.
Isn't that the best?
Yep.
I love that. And I have a real camera too. It's so fun.
I'm going to bring books. I'm going to bring real books and my Kindle.
Okay.
And I'm just going to sit in my little private space that I have, and I'm going to stay out of the sun but enjoy the breeze. I'm going to go on the beach, but not for too long. I'm going to eat delicious food, and that's that.
Mm. If you don't come back sunburned and hungover, did you even go on vacation?
Yeah, 100% you did.
Lucy's from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, and have fun in Jamaica.
Thank you, friend.
My thing is, my mother-in-law passed away this week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, please don't be. She lived to be 105 years old.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, tonight we're going to celebrate her life. And tomorrow she's going to be buried. But her name was Eleonora Williams.
What do you think was her secret to such longevity?
I don't know. Whiskey. I wish I did
whiskey
know.
And cigarettes?
It's usually whiskey and cigarettes, but I was just wondering if she had something. Yeah.
You know what it was? Nora was always, always happy.
That's great advice.
She was always out there helping, like, everybody. Like, she was helping people younger than her apply on how to get disability or how to get their retirement.
Oh.
She was out there cooking, and she was out there just to make you laugh.
What town did Eleanor live in?
She lived in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Johnston, Rhode Island.
Well, we are sending you all the love, and I hope the celebration of her life is fantastic.
Thank you. And honest to God, I had like a phenomenal time in Jamaica.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate you so much.
Sunburn and fruity drinks, Kennedy.
Fruity drinks, yes. Yeah. Sunburn, no. We wear sunscreen and big hats, and I have no problem with that because I do not look my age. Fred.
Melody is from Burlington. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, my BFF and I are road tripping to New Jersey this weekend.
Okay. What are we going to do in New Jersey?
Well, what we were going to do was see Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel in East Rutherford, but before she canceled her shows, she canceled that show. So we decided to still go, and now we just are reverting to Asbury Park so we could spend a couple of days on the beach.
That sounds perfect. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fruity drinks and sunburn, right?
Sunburn is not healthy.
Yeah, you got it. So they're now listening to you guys. And Kennedy, have a great vacation.
Thank you, friend. I really appreciate it.
You got to get braids too, Kennedy. You got to get the braids.
No.
What kind of vacation is this? Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Doing good. What are you up to this weekend?
Hey. So my daughter thought, remember I called and she thought she was having twins because their numbers were high?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she's having one.
Okay, good news.
I thought you were about to say triplets.
You're right.
No! So she's having one. But she wants to do a photo pregnancy shoot on the beach. And me, as being the photographer, as being honored to do it.
So cute. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be done on either Saturday or Sunday. So we have a lot of photo ideas, and it's going to be awesome.
That's great.
Well, enjoy it.
Yeah, and congratulations to her,
obviously.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do. Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Melody had called in a little bit ago, and she had shared that they were supposed to go see Stevie Nicks.
Right.
Down in Jersey, New York. Yep. But because of her injury, they've canceled. So that's not happening. So she said she was going to the beach down there. They were just going to go to Asbury, I guess. I don't know the
Asbury
area at all.
Asbury Park? Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a text from the 617. It says, I am so happy that someone's heading to New Jersey for vacation. But as a New Jerseyan, she is going to the shore, not the beach.
That's true. Sorry.
Is that what they...
Yes, the Jersey Shore, yes.
The Jersey. You can't say you're going to the beach?
Mm-mm.
Can't go to the beach in Jersey?
Mm-mm.
That's funny. Hey, we're not going to the beach.
It's like going down the Cape.
Down the Cape.
We don't go to the Cape.
Up to Maine. Up to camp. Speaking of the Cape. Going to the Cape this weekend.
Good.
And then I'm turning around and coming back.
When?
And then I'm turning around and driving back down there. And then I'm turning around and coming right back.
What for?
Lacrosse.
Okay.
Shocker, I know.
When is lacrosse?
So lacrosse season is over and done. It's finished.
Well, obviously it's not. So what are you doing this weekend that's lacrosse?
It is the Massachusetts Youth Lacrosse All-Star Game.
Okay, when's that?
It is Saturday, Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy.
Let's go.
And you may recall last year that we were out at that conference in San Diego, and we had Lan and I were planning to be out there for a couple of days, but we canceled that part of the trip. I took the red eye back to be able to get back to go to this game. And so when we made all those plans last year and canceled our trip, we're like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He'll never get to play in this game again. And then he got named to the team again this year. So, we didn't know that last year, So we're going to go back again this year. We got to go pick him up from camp on Saturday morning and then go to the game and then turn around. But Lana's down there now, so I'm catching the Peter Pan down after work. So we'll go down, we'll pick him up tomorrow morning, drive him back down, and then we'll come back on Sunday.
All right.
So just keep an eye out on 93 or 6 or 3, and if you see a white Jeep truck going back and forth to the Cape 22 times, you'll know it's
us.
Sounds
like once, but no, back and forth and back and forth. Right?
Going down today.
Yeah.
Coming back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Going back down tomorrow. Yeah. Coming back Sunday. That's 3 times. It's 1,
back and
2,
forth,
3,
back and forth.
4, 5. That is 6 trips.
Back and forth.
That's
back
2,
and forth.
4.
That's it.
And then back down, and then back again.
I already counted that.
No, you didn't.
All right.
Today,
whatever brings you
down. Tomorrow, back.
That's one trip.
And then Saturday, and then back down.
Yep. And then back up. That's a trip. Down
I'm
and up
so
is a trip.
I'm so confused. I'm not even going to the Cape now.
Well, I hope he does well. I hope the team wins. That's really super exciting for him.
I don't even know where I am.
I do.
B-side.
Right here.
Good morning.
Hi, girl.
Help us out here. What are you doing this weekend?
So I am meeting up with a cornhole buddy, and my man and I are going to the Rusty Can with him, having some delicious barbecue. And then we're racing home for our first guests in our house of 2 years. And we're having a deck party. Yay!
Oh, that's exciting. So all the people are coming over?
Yeah, well, it's just two. We're just keeping it
that's
simple.
Enough.
And
that's plenty.
You know, exactly. Making a homemade focaccia, grilling some pizzas, having a pizza charcuterie board, fruit board,
grilling
it up a little bit.
Grilling a pizza is sneaky, super cool. You got to do them small, though.
Okay.
Trying to do them big is tough in a grill. I've learned that. I've made that mistake. Got to do smaller size pizzas.
Amazing.
Thanks, B-side. Elizabeth, it's from Burlington. Good morning, Elizabeth. There's a beach trip for you guys.
Yes. So my niece, who is 3 months old, we're taking her to the beach for the first time.
Which beach?
I'm not sure. My sister and her husband have all the plans. I'm just meeting them at their house tomorrow morning and just going to get in the car and go.
That sounds perfect.
It's amazing.
Enjoy your day.
I'm so excited.
What are we taking for drinks?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. That's, again, up to my sister. She has this whole plan. And
so you
I
really
was...
just have to show up. You're like the groom at a wedding.
Exactly.
That sounds
I'm
like the perfect day.
It's amazing. I couldn't ask for better.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
From the 774. I thought Barrett was away for 2 weeks at camp. He is. That's the whole thing. We got to pick him up from camp.
But you'll be at the Cape, and he's on the Cape at camp, right?
That is
so
correct.
At least there's that. At least he's not like in Maine for camp, because God forbid, that would be awful.
Jackie's from Holliston. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, guys.
We got the whole crew. Who's in the car with you?
Yeah, that's Bobby and Tommy. Are about to drop them off for their last day at camp.
Oh, do we have archery at your camp, guys?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, where are you going on vacation?
We are heading down to Dennisport for 2 weeks on the Cape.
What is that restaurant like there? It's like the Oyster House, I believe it's called. It's in Dennis.
Yep.
It is.
Oyster House is awesome.
They have an appetizer that's an oyster with sushi-grade tuna on top and a little wasabi and ponzi sauce. Mm-hmm. Good.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good.
My husband would be all over that, Kennedy. His mouth would be watering
right
now.
Mine is right now, too. Well, enjoy yourself. Have a great time.
All right. Thank you. We love you guys.
Love you back.
Bye.
Bye.
That's awesome.
Oh, my
gosh. That made my whole day.
That was great. What was the name of that restaurant again?
I think it's called the Oyster House. It's like just a little house. It's literally like used to be a home. Yeah. It's not like one of those big places with everything on the walls. It's more small, and it's gorgeous. I haven't been there in a long time. I don't know if that's still on the menu, but I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite things I've ever eaten.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Because you suck at trivia. You see
what?
You won't get any more than two. And she'll get
can't
more
do it without
than
Dan.
You.
It just
That's why
it
you're going to lose. Because you're a loser.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Renee from Bolton.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, good morning. Sorry.
Yes, the kids are going to camp. What are their names?
What are your names, girls? Okay, we can't stop screaming. Harper and Riley.
Harper and Riley.
Good morning, ladies.
Are they friends? Are they sisters?
They are sisters.
How old is Harper?
They are big fans. They are 8 and 10.
And where are they going to camp today, Renee?
It's a golf camp at a country club.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Golf camp, Kennedy.
Sounds good.
Yep. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Calm and say, girls.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that will be a loss for you. She's gone to that soundproof studio. Question number one. A trailer for the Office spinoff, The Paper, came out yesterday. Includes a return of Oscar, one of the original characters. It premieres September 4th on Peacock. What is the name of the company the Office characters work for?
Dunder Mifflin.
Question number two. The Batman Part 2 will film in the spring and is expected to hit theaters October 1st, 2027. Which city is Gotham based on?
I don't know. Chicago?
Question number three. Brian Wilson was laid to rest on Wednesday. Which band was he famously a member of?
I have no idea.
All right. Question number four. J.C. Chazé is 49 today. What band is he known to be a part of?
NSYNC.
And question number five. The New York Mets will celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Beatles concert at their legendary former stadium that has since been torn down. They'll do that next week. What was the stadium's name for the New York Mets?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I appreciate that you don't know and we just move on.
Yeah, I'm not going to guess.
Kennedy, welcome back. That was fast. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
That was super fast. Renee got 1 out of 5.
Oh.
Sooch. These are sufficiently difficult, Kennedy.
Good enough.
Question number one. A trailer for The Office spinoff, The Paper, has been released. It's coming to Peacock on September 4th. What is the name of the company The Office characters work for?
Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin, not Dunder Mufflin.
Oh, that would be better. You sell muffins.
And mufflers.
And,
1-0, question number two. The Batman Part 2 will film in the spring. It's expected to hit theaters October 1st, 2027. Which city is Gotham based on?
Manhattan. New York.
Thank you. 2-0, question number three. Brian Wilson was laid to rest on Wednesday. Which band was he famously a member of?
The Beach Boys.
Yes, the Beach Boys. 3-0. Question number four. J.C. Chazé, 49 today. Which band is he known for being in?
NSYNC.
4-1. That was more in Renee's wheelhouse. Question number five. The New York Mets will celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Beatles concert at their legendary former stadium that has since been torn down. They'll do that next week. What was the name of the stadium?
Shea Stadium?
That is correct. Ooh. Wow, Kennedy. Yeah, she's pretty good, isn't she, Renee?
That's all right. The kids are just, this is their dream, is to be doing this. So
well, we're so glad we got to meet them.
Harper and Riley, you ladies have a wonderful day at golf camp, okay?
Thank you.
Pars and birdies only, no bogeys. Pars and birdies only. No bogeys.
Don't keep score. Just have fun.
All right, ladies. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Go ahead, Ryan.
My name is Riley.
My name is Harper. And we can't
be. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carson and Kennedy.
Kane Brown, Billy Idol, the Mixed Beach House, summer 2025 on Cape Cod. It's going to be a vibe.
I'm very excited.
Two different shows during the week, each of them performing. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to understand how much work goes on behind the scenes to make the Mixed Beach House happen. There's nothing like it in the country. Mm-hmm. It is a unique opportunity to get up close and personal with the artists. Get a week-long stay on Cape Cod. It's just incredible. I want to say thank you to our boss, Sal, and our boss, Mulaney. They worked very hard, along with Tanya and Carolyn Angelica, yeah. The entire street team crew, all of the salespeople. It really takes a village to put this event on.
100%.
Artists don't do these things for radio stations everywhere. They only do this for you, and we're appreciative of that. Are we ready to call our winner?
My palms are sweating.
Okay.
I'm so afraid they won't answer. It's my nightmare. Bro,
I'm just making sure I call the right number.
Hello?
Is Amy there?
This is Amy. Guys, stop it!
We have some great news for you.
You do not!
We do. Congratulations! You just won the Mixed Beach House!
Oh my God! Stop it! Guys, stop it! These three kids are freaking out right now.
Well, they should be!
Stop it! Stop it! Okay, tell me. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, obviously, you already won those concert tickets. I think you won tickets for Katy Perry, right?
That's right.
I did, Yes.
You're going to see the astronaut, Katy Perry.
Obviously.
Okay.
And now you've won the Mixed Beach House with Billy Idol and Kane Brown and a 1 week stay at Red Jacket Beach Resort in South Yarmouth. The Mixed Beach House with Billy Idol and Kane Brown, presented by Keno. Celebrate the night with the Mass State Lottery. A big thank you to Roach Brothers for the $500 gift card for your Cape Cod summer vacation.
Yes, don't need to worry about food at all. Thanks to our good friends at Roach Brothers.
And thank you to Red Jacket Beach Resort, Absolute Ocean Spray, Sparkling Cocktails, Hood Ice Cream, Kim Crawford Wines, McFarland Energy, and McCormick Grill Mates. Wow.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe this.
I want to know, who's there with your family?
So I have my three kids. I have Christine and Elizabeth. They are twins who are 13. And my son, Charlie, who's 11. They have no idea that I was, like, even in the running for this. So they're like, where are we going? What is happening?
Amazing.
Christine and Elizabeth, the twins, and then Charlie, the younger brother.
Yep. Charlie.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my God, guys, I can't believe this.
Amy, I made you a song. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
Just to get you in the spirit. Hype you up a bit.
Hey there, sweet Amy, you are the one. Hey there, sweet Amy, are you ready for some fun? Hey there, sweet Amy, you're going to the Cape. Hey there, sweet Amy, get ready for the sun. Hey, sweet Amy, you won. It's a nice day to see Kane and Billy. Come on, it's a nice day for the Mixed Beach House. And it's a nice day to win it all. Ow!
Oh my God, that's amazing. Amazing.
Congratulations, sweet girl. So happy for you.
Thank you so much. I cannot believe this is happening.
Well, we can't wait to see you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There she is, Amy Mon from Braintree, who just won the Mixed Beach House. It's a good day for Braintree. First, the Little League World Series win.
What a time to be alive.
And now they got the Mixed Beach
House.
Let's
get it.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. All right, Kennedy, say good morning to Mary Beth from Weymouth.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's the kid's name?
Violet Shay.
Hi, Violet. How are you?
Good.
Violet is on her way to theater camp.
So fun.
Yes.
Yay.
Are you going to be putting on a show to finish up camp?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
It's Finding Nemo.
And who are you playing?
Bloat in the tank.
And she has 12 lines.
No.
14 lines.
Put some respect.
Send me a picture.
That is my favorite scene from, I think, any animated movie, is that moment in time in the dentist chair and the fish tank and all of that.
Come on.
So much action and suspense in that scene. All right, Mary Beth, we kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Answer more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these things that are happening. And again, a reminder, if you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yeah.
Today in 2006, the Jonas Brothers released their debut album, It's About Time. Name the three Joe Bros.
Oh, God. Joe, Nick, and Kevin.
Heidi Klum is already working on her Halloween costume. She says she'll be extra ugly and super scary this year. She was a judge on an NBC contest show from 2020 to 2024. Can you name the show?
America's Got Talent.
Goosebumps is canceled on Disney Plus after two seasons. Who wrote the original Goosebumps novel?
R.L. I want to say Stein, but it's not. It's R.L. I'll say Grimes.
Question number four. Brooke Hogan wants to pay to get an autopsy for her dad, Hulk. The WWE recently had its summer pay-per-view event, which featured Jelly Roll. What is the name of the event?
WWE. Oh, God, I don't know wrestling.
All right.
We don't know wrestling.
Question number five. Today is International Beer Day. What is the best-selling beer in America?
Budweiser.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Violet, what is the... Oh, that was pretty good. I want Kennedy to hear that. Hang on.
Okay. Get your head. What?
Do that again, Violet.
Kennedy!
Amazing.
One more. She does the song pretty well, too.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear the song.
You think you can, but I don't know it. Oh, come on. He's being shy.
Well, that's all right. If it comes along and you happen to get it on some audio, then you just let us know and you send it to me and I will listen.
Awesome.
Mary Beth got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Well done.
Hey, these are hard, Mary Beth. Here we go. Question number one. Today in 2006, the Joe Bros released their debut album, It's About Time. Name the three Joe Bros.
Nick, Kevin, and Joe, and Franklin.
Oh, now I'm subtracting a point.
Why?
Because I said name the three Jonas Brothers.
Yes, I know, but I always add in Franklin.
Mary Beth 1, Kennedy 0.
Oh, stop.
Question number 2. Heidi Klum is already working on her Halloween costume. She says she'll be extra ugly and super scary. She was a judge on an NBC reality contest show from 2020 to 2024. Name the show.
Project Runway.
America's Got Talent.
Oh.
2-0. Question number 3.
I have a point.
Goosebumps is canceled on Disney Plus after two seasons. Who wrote the original Goosebumps novel?
R.L. Stein.
2-1. Question number 4. Brooke Hogan wants to pay money to get an autopsy for her dad, Hulk. The WWE recently had its summer pay-per-view, which featured Jelly Roll. What is the name of that event?
SummerSlam.
Tied at 2. Actually, yeah.
No.
Question number 5. Today is International Beer Day. What is the best-selling beer in America?
Bud Light? Budweiser? Miller Light? Coors Light? Sam Adams? Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Modelo.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's tough. It's a delicious beer, though.
2-2 is the final score.
It is not, but all right.
I mean, it might have been 3-2, but we don't keep track of the points anyway.
I technically said R.L. Stein, but...
No, you said, I think it's R.L. Stein. No, that's not right. R.L. Grimes is exactly what you said.
Yes, I know.
I know. So, all right. Well, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but we do really appreciate you and Violet listening and playing this morning.
Violet, break a leg in your show.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Violet and MB from Weymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Bonnie from Lowell.
Hi. Good morning, Lowell.
Hi. It's actually...
Lowell.
I don't know. Hi. Lowell. I don't know where Bonnie came from, but it's actually Channy.
Channy. Channy.
Yes.
So close,
Mac,
intern
Mac. You are hitting it out of the park.
Channy, Bonnie. I'm Dave. That's Steve over there.
How you doing? Good to know you.
Hi.
All right, let's play Campy Kennedy. Let's play. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. You call me whatever you
Thank
like.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie, or excuse me, $1,000. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. Can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number one. The Patriots will reveal a 12-foot-tall bronze statue tonight at Gillette Stadium before the Pats play the Commanders. Who is the Patriots head coach?
Oh, my God. I'm blanking.
Question number two. The soundtrack for Madden 26 was just announced ahead of the game's release next week, and country music did pretty well for itself. Luke Combs, Shaboozey, Hardy, and Jelly Roll all made the cut for the soundtrack. Which game do you play in Madden?
Football.
Spencer Pratt is escalating his wildfire crusade with meeting officials in D.C. Who is Spencer Pratt's wife?
Heidi Montag.
Justin Bieber just got a PB&J burger at the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls, Montana this past Wednesday, and someone paid $300 for the seat cushion he used. Who is older, Justin or his wife Haley?
Say Justin.
Question number five. The Rocky Horror Picture Show will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a nationwide tour featuring appearances from some of the cast. Can you name the lead actor and actress from the movie?
Lead actress, I think it's Susan Sarandon. And the actor, God, his name is, I can picture him, Tim. I think it's Tim. Mm.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty good. Those were tough. Bonnie or Channy or Steve, whatever we got going on here with Intern Mac. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Channy getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
The Patriots will reveal a 12-foot-tall bronze statue tonight at Gillette Stadium before they play the Commanders. Of course, it is of Tom Brady. Who is the Patriots head coach?
Mike Vrabel.
All scarred up from that game the other day, apparently.
My goodness.
Got a little bloody face, breaking up a fight. 1-0. The soundtrack for Madden 26 was just announced ahead of the game's release next week. Luke Combs, Shaboozey, Hardy all featured on the soundtrack. What game do you play in Madden?
Football.
2-1. Spencer Pratt is escalating his wildfire crusade with meeting officials in D.C. Who is he married to?
Who did you say?
Spencer Pratt.
Oh, Heidi. Yeah. Heidi. Heidi something.
Montag.
Ah.
Tied at 2. Justin Bieber got a PB&J burger at the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls, Montana this past Wednesday, and someone paid $300 for the seat cushion that he used. Who's older, Justin or Haley?
Haley.
Justin, 31, Haley, 28. By the way, the money went to the cooks and the servers, which was, I thought, cool. Tied at 2, question number 5. Oh, no, it is 3-2, excuse me. If you get this one wrong, she wins $1,000. The Rocky Horror Picture Show will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a nationwide tour featuring appearances from some of the cast. Can you name the lead actor and actress from the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie?
There could be many. I mean, Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon.
There you go. Right. That's what I
Barry
was
Barry Boswick.
Yeah, I know. I listened a lot. I know it, but those were the two.
Damn it.
3-3 is the final score, Kennedy. You did
Wow, I thought you had me, sweetie.
I know. Great job, Kennedy. I just couldn't remember Tim's last name.
Yeah,
I know,
she
right?
Was very
and
close.
I couldn't remember Heidi's last name, so there we are.
3-3 is the final score, so Steve gets the win. Nice job, Steve.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
Perfect, Steve.
We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Channy from Lowell, and today I cannot be Kennedy.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Carson and Kennedy are great. Obsessed.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love Mix1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.